This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I built a $1.25 million watch collection, but I only wear two of the watches. And then I have a $1 million Pokemon collection. I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck am I doing with the Pokemon collection?
Most of them, they made hundreds of millions or billions. And they're super humble, super chill.
If your mama's not retired, what the fuck are you doing driving a Lamborghini? What does a man prosper if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
What's your biggest fuck up? Taking care of your family, wife and children, or pursuing your mission at the cost of not seeing the ones you love and care for?
Live a life of balance. Why not both? Why not, you know, divide your time into the things, all the things that you enjoy? Why not divide your time and your attention into multiple areas of life that are valuable to you? If you didn't have a good father, well, you have the opportunity to become a good father, you know? If you had siblings that took care of you and empowered you when you had nothing, bring them along for the journey, right? If your mama's not retired, what the fuck are you doing driving a Lamborghini, you know? So it's all about perspective, you know? There's priorities and different people have different priorities, but I think that there's a novelty in finding balance and understanding that there's a beauty of sharing success with your family. There's a beauty of seeing your family winning with you. And even though they may not help in the sense of your business, they took care of you for fucking so long. You owe it to them to give them a great life. And yeah, I think you can have both. That's that. And I'm a living testament of it. You know, my parents, I pay their salary. You know, my parents work within my organization. They're basically retired. I'm not going to retire them. Oh, just go play bingo all day. They don't want that. They want to be involved in what we do. They want to be involved in the ecosystem. They want to see us develop. So why not take care of them? And I think that there is a beautiful balance in taking care of your friends, taking care of your family, taking care of your loved ones, and still pursuing your dreams and your goals. I don't think that you have to sacrifice one or the other to have the other.
What do you think about the more kind of materialistic side of things? Watches. I mean, I know you like watches, cars, all that stuff. Do you think it's a moment that everyone who kind of like builds wealth has to go through to realize, oh man, Luca was saying the same actually. He was like, oh man, I'm so fucking stupid. I bought this car there. It made no sense. Like, what's your view on that?
It all depends on what you enjoy. You know, I kind of went into the watch game after NFTs because I was like, oh cool. Like I can start collecting. I got interested in the space. I kind of had some boys that were reselling watches. So I built a $1.25 million watch collection, but I only wear two of the watches. So it's like, I'm there sitting and I'm like, was it a little bit of a waste that I have all these watches sitting in the vault? Did I like, okay, it's a good investment. Yeah, that's cool. But do I need these things? And then I have a $1 million Pokemon collection. I'm like, okay, like what the fuck am I doing with the Pokemon collection? And then I bought a $4 million house and I'm like, there's people coming into my house every single day. And I have gardeners and I have cleaners and it feels like a hotel. So I sold the house and then I was like, I want to be light in baggage. I want to be able to move. I want to have that flexibility. So I started getting rid of a lot of my material possessions to simply be able to free up my mental real estate. Because when I had a small fleet of cars, I got rid of them because maintenance, focusing on making sure that they're taken care of. Same thing with the real estate. I think real estate is a great investment vehicle, but I don't want to manage properties. I don't want to have to worry about maintenance. Yeah, other people can do that for sure, but it's just not my cup of tea. I want to be light of baggage. I want to be able to be free flowing. I like to travel the world. I like to stay in hotels. Like I like to be free. And that means that sometimes material possessions hold you down from achieving great things. So I want to stay away from things that I really don't need. Miyamoto Musashi famously said, get rid of things that are of no use. So if something doesn't serve you anymore, and maybe it served you in the past, you don't have to be attached to that thing. Mm. And so if he says, and he's a great samurai philosopher, but he says, don't do things that are of no use. And I begin to explore that philosophy, and I begin to only do the things that are useful, and I begin to not realize that my success is attached to materialistic things. They don't determine me. They don't determine my identity. Yeah, I understand the perspective of playing the game. You know, you sit down, you have a $50,000 watch, somebody may look at you in a different way.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mm-hmm. But I've never sat across from a billionaire, and I've sat down across six, and they look at my watch and be like, ah, I want to listen to this guy because of what he's wearing or what he's doing. Most of them, you could see him walking down the street and you wouldn't even recognize them as billionaires.
Very low key. Absolutely. The most successful people, super low key.
Because they have nothing to prove.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my business partners, we have a crypto fund, and he invested in Bitcoin sub $1 2011. But he dresses like a bum, you know, and he's my boy, but he has nothing to prove. And you look how he travels, very light, very simple, easygoing. And that just shows a level of confidence that money does buy.
Absolutely.
It's a level of confidence that money actually buys, but you see it exemplified through the simplicity of life. And Leonardo da Vinci famously said, which is one of my favorite quotes of all time, he said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Being able to simplify Absolutely. Your life in such an incredible way that it's so easy to live.
I think there is this meme that I saw the other day. It's so funny. It's basically poor, no car, middle class, average car, rich, Lambo, wealthy, no car. Basically, it's exactly that, right? Common topic that I have with most people who come on this podcast, who made, most of them, they made hundreds of millions or billions. And they're super humble, super chill. And most of them, they went through this kind of like entire loop, right? Or this kind of like life round tripping or happiness round tripping, which is, hey, I thought I needed all that stuff. I'm building towards that. I'm making all this money, just to realize that it's back to like the basic things. And it might sound like a cliche, or, oh yeah, the basic things make you happy. But if you can't be happy with a coffee, you're not going to be you're not going to be happy with a jet, right? So it's just like all these people making the same realization that at the end of the day, yes, obviously you want to have a minimum amount of money, which we talked about before. We all have goals based on our lifestyle and all that stuff, right? But there is a threshold or a certain amount above which doesn't make any difference, and happiness will never come from that.
Mm. Yeah, and also understanding that it's not just happiness, but your identity isn't attached to those things. And, you know, sometimes I talk about like my crypto losses, you know, but my identity isn't even attached to my crypto losses. It's not attached to my crypto wins. It's not attached to my investment wins or my investment losses, what I have, what I don't have. It's simply, am I pursuing my fullest potential? Am I being authentic with myself? Am I an actual person that is true to my values? And it goes back to what I said in the beginning, when it's all said and done, I'm laying on my deathbed. Can I look at myself individually and say, you did well, you succeeded, you didn't compromise your values? There's a verse that says, what does a man prosper if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
Mm.
Nothing. So I don't want to gain everything and lose myself in the process. And I think that there's a massive virtue in accomplishing that. And that's why I don't attach my identity to my wins, to my losses. I'm just trying to experience life. I'm trying to learn like everybody else. We're all on this planet trying to figure things out. And if we can be authentic that none of us have it all figured out, we're all just trying to play this game the best we can, then you can walk with a little bit more graciousness, a little bit more truth, and be light of baggage and focus on pursuing your fullest potential.
What's your biggest fuck up?
In crypto or in life?
I'd say life fuck up.
There's so many.
That's a good answer.
They keep flashing. They keep flashing. I'm like, I could have bought Bitcoin at a cheaper price. I could have not sold the Bitcoin. I got fucked with this play. But at the end of the day, bro, I'm just happy to be alive.